Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 17th of June 1962. About the mind. Sayadaw gave this talk with his instruction on the contemplation of the mind, citta anupassana, or cittanupassana, and based on the sutta, the sheaves of reeds, Nidanavagga Samyutta, SN.12.67 Nalakalapasuttam. In the sutta Ven. Sariputta and Mahakotita were discussing on the relation between consciousness and name and form, vinanam and nama rupam, and practice. Sayadaw gave a simple instruction on cittanupassana. The six external guest minds are 1. Eye consciousness, 2. Ear consciousness, 3. Nose consciousness, 4. Tongue consciousness, seeing, hearing, smelling and tasting, 5 plus 6. Body consciousness, pleasant and painful consciousness of the mind, arise in the whole body except the hairs, the nails and the dry skins. These consciousnesses are called external guest minds because they don't arise all the times. With the knowing of the place of arising and will know the passing away. The six internal guest minds are, in the heart, 1. Greed, lobha, 2. Hatred, dosa, 3. Delusion, moha, restlessness, adaka, 4. Non-greed, alova, giving, offering, 5. Non-hatred, adosa, love, kindness, 6. Thoughts, thinking, planning, etc. All these 12 minds have to contemplate when they arise. Without them arising, there are always two host minds exist. These are, 1. The mind wanting to breathe in, and 2. The mind wanting to breathe out. These are totally 14 minds for contemplation. Minds arise depending on forms. Seeing consciousness arises in the form of the eye. So, note it as name and form, nama and rupa. The others also know in this way. They arise accordingly at their places as name and form. The internal guest minds and the host minds are arising depending on the heart base. They are also name and form. Whatever mind arises depends on form. So, note it as name and form arise, name and form, nama and rupa, a seeing, name and from a hearing, etc. So, you get the knowledge of mind and form, nama rupaparigaha nanam, nana. Again, all minds arise with the contact of sense objects and sense doors. So, they are cause and effect process. Therefore, doubt falls away. Knowing as only mind and form exist and wrong view falls away. You get the two knowing knowledges. I.e., nama rupa parigaha nanam and pakaya parigaha nanam, equals, knowledge of mind and matter and knowledge of the conditions. You don't get the contemplative knowledge yet. For the contemplation of impermanence, still need the teacher to show you the knowledge of comprehension and rise and fall, samasananam and udayabhayananam. Sayadaw using the Milindapana text for vipassana instruction. King Milinda requested the instruction from Ven. Nagasena. He answered to him that when tiger wanted to catch its prey would not chase them, but waiting and watching behind a bush to kill its prey. In this way, the yogi tiger behind a samadhi bush, watching and observing the cheetah's preys which are arising from the six senses doors. Behind the samadhi bush, the yogi tiger has to catch the minds of the preys. Here the tiger represents the yogi or knowledge, nana. The preys represent the minds or impermanences, or feelings, etc. Nana catches on the impermanence, or magga is in accordance with the passing away. Not all of the 14 minds arise together. In every mind moment only one mind arises that there is no way not to catch on it. Cittanupassana, hiding and catching the minds with samadhi and panna, contemplate of the minds again and again. Anupassana means contemplate for many times. The commentary encouraged to use cittanupassana because most people take the mind as a self or soul. This point is quite evident because even some Buddhists are using the mind as a soul and a self to teach people. I met an elderly Mahayana monk before. He said that how you could take rebirth if you didn't have a soul. The mind as a soul is a very deep-rooted view in the religions and philosophies. Even Western scientists making research on rebirth had this wrong view. The Buddha condemned it strongly in the Sutta. See the monk Sati in the Mahatanasahaya Sutta, Majjhima Nikaya, MN.38.8, Mahatanasahaya Suttam. Also, the first stage of realization is abandoning wrong views. A yogi whose nature is dittha-karita and dull faculty is suitable for sitanupassana. But for most yogis' experiences, the mind is quite subtle in the beginnings of practice. So in the suttas of mindfulness, it started from the coarser one to the subtler one, i.e., form right-pointing arrow feeling right-pointing arrow mind right-pointing arrow dharma. Closing square bracket. Watch with good samadhi. You can't contemplate without samadhi. After establish good samadhi, watching and contemplate behind the bush of samadhi. The tiger of yogi, knowledge is watching and catching the praise of impermanence. Here I give you the clear instruction. The tiger of knowledge is eating the praise of the mind or contemplate impermanence. Therefore the knowledge is in accordance with the impermanence. The 14 types of minds are praise. If you are waiting and catching them and will get it. You caught them in dead or the vanishing. Sitanupassana means watching and catching the minds again and again is contemplation of the minds. In the Satipatthana Sutta the Buddha also included the Aryan minds. Can you contemplate them which you don't have? As a teacher he had to teach in a complete form. It doesn't mean we have to do all of them. The worldlings only have these 14 types of minds. Therefore it's necessary to justify the text. These were teaching for the worldling and the Aryans, etc. You have to note this one, Vipassana is watching and catching. Then, Nagasena taught King Milinda in this way. If you contemplate it with searching and it's a concept, panati. If you are watching and contemplating whatever arising is ultimate reality, paramatta. The two arahants were discussing on the contemplation of the mind, here, then. Sariputta and Mahakotita. The Buddha also supported them. So you have to practice it without any doubt. And also looking for a teacher who can teach the Dharma becomes not wanting and revulsion toward the mind. Then he is a speaker of the Dharma, Dharmakataka. If you can practice become not wanting and revulsion towards them is a person practicing in accordance with the Dharma, Dhammanu Dhammapatipatti. You may realize Nibbana in this life if you can continue to practice towards the end of the mind or abandoning clinging. We can't conquer the mind that arriving to this plane and that plane. It happens accordingly to the mind. In samsara, it makes us shameful and no benefit at all. So we shouldn't associate with this mind. I am teaching you become revulsion and disenchantment toward the mind. We can't control our minds that with birth consciousness and become chicks, get the birth of a chick. The beak, wings, etc. are making by this mind. It is in accordance with the clinging of the mind. In the same ways, you do not become a human being if you are arriving into a cow's womb. And you become a calf according to the mind. Kama is throwing you there. After arriving there and the mind creates the shape and form. Becoming different animals are creating by the minds, and not kamas. Doing the rebirth linking, patisandhi, is kama. Become different kinds of beings are by the mind. Kama sent you to human life and your human form was made by the mind. If kama creates there is only has one kind of hell. But there are many different kinds of hells and make by the mind. Between kama and mind, the mind is more fearful. When we are speaking, we don't say I can't control my kama. Instead we are saying, I can't control my mind. The Buddha gave the example of an artist's mind. Many fancy pictures arise from the artist's mind. We can see this in modern art. Some strange stories and novels created by human minds. Even some later Buddhists used this important of the mind and postulated extreme theory of the mind. Everything is mind-made and it's the only real existence. This is an extreme theory if we careful study D. A. process. Therefore, The Buddha said that mind was the creator and making many different kinds of fancy things. At night, seeing a tree stump and taking it as a ghost and frighten. This is making by the mind. Some people can't control their minds and commit suicide by hanging themselves. Not cameras hang them. People talk about suicide as it will repeat again for 500 time in 5 eons. It is a Burmese saying. This was never mentioned in the textbooks. They frighten people not to commit suicide. Next life, if having the chance to meet good teachers even can become arahant. The mind in pain is more fearful than physical pain. For an example, if someone hits with a thorn in the dark and takes it as bitten by a snake, and it's more difficult to treat. Continue to talk on Sitanupassana. You only become for death if you are talking about no mind to contemplate, because beings are alive with the minds, except only the non-percipient Brahma God, without mind. So don't make yourself becoming a fool. Contemplate the death, mind, with the alive, mind. Minds which disappear are dead, mind. Contemplate one's own death with the nana mind, which is connecting by kamma, i.e., the near-death kamma from last life sent to this life. We have to send the body to the graveyard if the next mind is not arising. The mind now is the next new mind of Ko Saw Mong, a disciple in the audience. Contemplating the dead, mind, with the alive, mind, is vipassana. Do you become disenchanted after seeing a lot of deaths, i.e., one's own death? Sure you will. And then you don't want these kinds of mind again. In this way, you become a person practice in accordance with the Dharma. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 18th of June 1962. On Nibbana. Kamma vanishes and Nibbana also vanishes if Nibbana is made by Kamma. It's stable Nibbana, Duva Nibbana, and no connection with Kamma, Hetu, cause, and Utu, temperature. Why can't people arrive there and see it if it always exists? These are the questions for reasoning. This is not the cause and effect of Kamma. This is the cause and effect Dharma of knowledge, Nana, Nanam. Therefore, you have to work with Nana. This Nibbana is not made by Nana. If it's Sir, it will also vanish after Nana vanishes. This is Dharma sent by Nana. Therefore, it's not the way of Kamma, but the way of Nana. Kamma is only a supporting factor, Upatthambhaka. Buddhists are making merits and ask prayers as it will be the supporting of Nibbana. It means with wholesome Kamma realize Nibbana. You must note that only will get it by adding Nana to Kamma. Nibbana Dharma exists naturally. King Milinda asked Ven. Nagasena, please explain for the characteristic, Lakana, of Nana. He answered, light appears and darkness disappears when lighting a fire in the darkness. Now, you see things with light. So the Lakana of Nana is dispelling ignorance. Give you the light of wisdom and showing you the existence of Nibbana. The reason why you can't see Nibbana is it's covered up with the darkness of ignorance and no light of wisdom. Therefore you can't see the always existing Nibbana. Is it the work of prayer or knowledge, Nana? I must talk about the importance of Nana. For example, Dukkha Nanam, the knowledge of knowing Dukkha, Dukkha Samudaye Nanam, the knowledge of knowing the cause of Dukkha, etc. The Buddha was using it as the knowledge of knowing the Four Noble Truths. These are sufficient evidence. With only Kamma and no Nana included, it will be on the wrong way. We could see this in some monks and lay people at the time of the Buddha. Because of their good Kammas, they met the Buddha but not realized Dharma. They later jump into the woeful planes after arising to blissful planes, Sugati. For example, the 500 celestial nymphs of Subrahma Devata fell into hell after death. In the Patthana, conditional relations was mentioned, Magapakayo, path condition. It was also taught about knowledge. Therefore, with Kamma you must add knowledge in it. Then it will become Nana Mudapadi, knowledge arises, Vijja Udapadi, true knowledge arises, etc. It was all talking about the ways of knowledges. Nibbana is always existing Dharma. Not made by anyone and anything. Then it must good to see it. Note it this way. Nibbana is covered up by ignorance. This is one of the covers. After uncovering ignorance and it's covered up again with the kanda. It is the cause of ignorance why you can't see the impermanent kanda. Still you can't see Nibbana after seeing impermanence. Only the impermanent kanda does not exist. It is kanda nirodho nibbanam, which means the cessation of kanda is Nibbana. Therefore, Nibbana is hidden by two dharmas. You can't see impermanence if you don't move ignorance away, and also if you don't follow the impermanent kanda to the end. First, you have to dispel ignorance away. Second, you have to follow the impermanent kanda to the end. Tanha ends Nibbana and kanda ends also Nibbana. It's very rare for someone expresses this way. Indeed, Sayadaw was quite a rare teacher who could explain on practice very clear and profound theoretically and practically. You can't find a man or woman, and only seeing impermanence after uncovering ignorance and craving, avidya and tanha. Originally only impermanence exists. Because, sabbe sankhara anicca, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent, amazing Buddhas, without them none could teach the reality. So all living beings are living with delusions and dying with delusions. Avidya and tanha are samadaya sakka, ignorance and craving are the cause of the truth of dukkha. Impermanent kanda is dukkha sakka, impermanent kanda is the truth of dukkha. Therefore two noble truths are covered up Nibbana. The teacher must talk about the ways of uncovering of ignorance and craving. Instead some are teaching people to come back again and again for sufferings. Only people with kalesa can come back again and again without end. Open up the mind door and close the other five doors. Penetrate the kanda with knowledge and a person or a being disappears and discover feeling, mind and impermanent kanda. Avidya and tanha blow away and this is moving away one cover only. Now, you start to see the kanda. Contemplate one of the four satipatthana and don't contemplate all of them. Watch and observe and see what the kanda will tell you. With the watching and observing, the kanda is arising and vanishing. And you see the anicca kanda. You only get the inside knowledge yet. Follow the arising and observe its anicca. Impermanence is anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha, because it dies. We give four names to it, but that observation is impermanent. Again Nibbana is covering up with anicca, dukkha, anatta and asubha. Why is that? Because Nibbana is nikkha, sukha, anatta and subha. Nibbana is anatta, because nobody can make it. Also the Buddha's words, sabbe dharma anatta, all dharmas are not self, including Nibbana. Develop the impermanence by exercising it, i.e., bhavatabha. It will become maturity. Then you see that one's own kanda is in dukkha. And you know it as real suffering. Knowing dukkha thoroughly is penetrating dukkha sakka. Wrong view and doubt fall away. Kalesa and kanda cease. It cut off two phenomena, i.e., kalesa and kanda. Cessation of dukkha is Nibbana. Knowing the cessation is the path knowledge. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 20th of June 1962. Two different dharmas. This talk clarified some arguments and doubt between scholars and yogis. Sayadaw talked about Sasana Dharma, teachings only can teach by Buddha, and non-Sasana Dharma, teachings also can teach by others. Sasana Dharma is the Four Noble Truths and non-Sasana Dharma is Dana, Sila and Samatha practices. These two teachings are also connection with wrong views and without wrong views. Kamasakata Nana, knowledge of belief in actions and results is the Dharma also exist outside the Buddha's teachings. The three universal characteristics only arise within the Buddha's Sasana. Literally it called Sakkanalomika Nana. Knowledge in accordance with the truth, knowledge leading to the truth. The differences between the two teachings are with the three universal characteristics and without it. The three universal characteristics are leading to the real Dukkha Sakka. By penetrating Dukkha Sakka thoroughly and get the path knowledge. Who want to make the impermanence as mine? Therefore, self-view, atta-ditthi, falls away. With the Kamasakata Nana, if I do it and I'll get it, then clinging to self-view not falls away. Therefore, can't realize Nibbana. Dana, Sila and Samatha are after arriving to Sugati, blissful planes, and have to come back again, i.e., to woeful planes. Therefore, the Buddha said that these dharmas also existed outside the sasana. To become sasana dharma nana has to penetrate the kanda. So, it's depending on the practice. Sayadaw gave example from the suttas. The Buddha was asking questions to the monks. Form, rupa, is permanent or impermanent? Impermanent is sukha or dukkha, etc. Outside the Buddha's teachings, nobody can ask this kinds of questions and nobody can answer. If you can't answer directly by yourself, as it's really anicca and you are an outsider to the teaching. These things are difficult to hear. Closing square bracket. The Buddha taught about his teachings and other teachings in the Majjhima Nikaya. In the Anguttara Nikaya, he said that dana without the enrichment of vipassana was not much beneficial because it can't lead you to the end of dukkha. In the Sakka Samyutta, he said that someone without penetrated dukkha thoroughly could reach nibbana, and you should not believe it. Therefore, without the Sakkanulomika, Sakka Anulomika, nana can't realize nibbana. Knowing the ending of dukkha is nibbana. Without knowing dukkha, and it's impossible to know the end of it. He continued to talk about the discussion between Ven. Sariputta and Ven. Mahakotita. The consciousness, Vinana, and mind, matter, nama, rupa, in this life are depending on each other. Because of ignorance and mental formations, consciousness arises. This was belonging to the past. For the contemplation of now is present life consciousness, pavuti vinanam. This point is very important. The past consciousness was already vanishing. How do you contemplate it? It also includes nama, rupa, if you contemplate vinana, and you contemplate nama, rupa, and it also includes vinanam. Then, Sariputta gave a simile for this point. It was like two sheaves of reeds. The other would fall, if one of them was removed. Some people don't know these Pali passages, and they think that can't realize Nibbana by contemplating only on feeling, Vedana. From the five khandhas, if you contemplate any one of them you prefer, and it includes all. Therefore, contemplate for one which you prefer. Why the Buddha taught the four Satipatthana? Because the yogis have different characters. Sayadaw said that in the Sutta Sariputta and Mahakotita made the discussion was for the later generation to dispel doubts and arguments which could be arise. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 21st of June 1962. Two Knowledges of the Truth. Sayadaw explained the two knowledges of the truth in the practice, i.e., Anubodha Nana and Pativeda Nana. The differences between them are, with the help of a teacher know how to practice, seeing anicca and knowing dukkha is Anubodha Nana or Vipassana Nana, not including of penetration. The other is penetration of dukkha and realization of Nibbana or the path knowledge, knowing with penetration. These are two knowledges of knowing the truth. Without the Anubodha Nana and Pativeda Nana will not arise. The other differences between them are far away from kalesa and abandoning of kalesa. Another point is kalesa not drying out yet, and so the path knowledge not arises. Inside knowledges are drying out the kalesas and path knowledge totally burns them off. At the stage of Anubodha Nana is seeing the impermanence of any one of the khandhas. At the time of Pativeda Nana arises and you can make the decision that whatever arises is the real dukkha, and then path knowledge arises. Closing square bracket. There are two knowledges of knowing the truth, Anubodha Nana and Pativeda Nana. Impermanence was the truth of dukkha, which was taught by teachers. Taking a system of practice from a teacher, with contemplation and knowing by oneself, is Anubodha Nana. This is not yet penetrative knowing. This is known by following the knowledge of the Buddha and teachers. It is impermanent here and there in the whole body. Nibbana has not yet arisen since dukkha do not cease. These are only inside knowledges. It is not yet the penetrative knowledge by oneself and dukkha not ceases. Only by contemplating a lot, you will have the penetrative knowledge. It becomes mature and knowing it as real dukkha sakka. And then it supports pativedha nana. So, these are vipassana nana and magga nana. Knowing with what the teacher has said and with penetration by oneself. Nibbana can't be known by what the teacher has said to you. The differences between them are far away from the kilesas and its disappearance. Knowing thoroughly with the path knowledge can dispel kilesas and it will never come back again. You can get Nibbana only by making kilesas far away. Why can't I get Nibbana yet? Because kilesas have not dried out yet. After kilesas dry out, and burn with the path knowledge and then it disappears. This was a simile given by the Buddha. Let's look for the truth in the kanda. From the head down to the feet, you will find the different changing nature in the kanda. Select one of them for the contemplation. If you prefer feeling and contemplate feeling, prefer mind and mind, prefer form and form, etc. In the kanda always exist with impermanent dukkha sakka. And it will show you that all. Only with the penetration of knowledge the matter will finish. Kanda is only dukkha sakka and should never doubt about that. This was coming from the first discourse of the Buddha. At first know as feeling, mind, etc. After that not as feeling and mind but know as real dukkha sakka. The kanda is truth of dukkha. So, only truth of dukkha arises. Know the mind, feeling as impermanence with Anubodha Nana. When the pativedha nana arises, it's not kanda but can decide as real suffering. Therefore, outside the Buddha sasana, sakka dharma disappeared and couldn't become Buddha and arahants. So don't condemn on your perfection, paramis. Instead just work hard to develop these two nana, Anubodha and pativedha nanas. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 22nd of June 1962. Right Association. Based on a sutta from Sutta Nipata, the Buddha taught associate with sadha and panna, faith and wisdom. No need to afraid of lobha greed, dosa anger and moha delusion. As a worldling these mental states will arise with the mind, when the causes are there. These defilements are latent in it as a potentiality. The important thing is when they arise, associated with sadha and panna to observe them. Sadha here means trust in the Buddha and Dharma. And these unwholesome mental states become friends. They give you knowledge, nana. Don't forget, Ehi Pasako, come and observe me. Closing square bracket. Every day I am talking about important things. Every day in society people are talking and acting with lobha, dosa and moha that most unwholesome dharmas arising among them. Not every unwholesome dharma lead to painful existence. I will talk in accordance with the Buddha's teaching. So don't be afraid of them. Just do what I'll tell you. Dharma of which dispels the unwholesome dharma comes in, and you can't fall into there. Before, most Buddhists take it as all unwholesome dharma leads to painful existences. We have to make a clear note that there are unwholesome dharmas leading to painful existences, whereas some are not. Also don't think that every wholesome dharma is good. There are wholesome dharmas freeing you from dukkha and some are not. There are wholesome dharmas leading to nibbana and some are not. Normally it's even not easy to describe in this way. If there is disease and there is medicine. Not getting the method and we are afraid of what should not be afraid. And also we are not afraid of what should be afraid. These things can be happened. All these dharmas are coming from wrong association. Here not means the wrong association with people but with the wrong dharmas. Have to associate with faith, sadha. Here is not the faith of givings and offerings, Dana. Faith in the all-knowing power of the Buddha, Sabbanuttanana, and Dharma can destroy kalesas. Also, have faith in the noble Sangha, Aryas. So at first associate with Sadha. Have faith in that Sabbanuttanana knowing everything. Have faith in that his teachings can give the three kinds of happiness. These are human, celestial and Nibbanic happiness, in short, mundane and supramundane happiness. Again, associate with Panna and observe the Kanda. Then you'll see the impermanence of the Kanda. The Buddha also taught about it. You do not see it if you don't believe, because you will not try for it. In the Sutta Nipata, the Buddha taught that people associated with Sadda and Panna would see Nibbana. Not only the dukkha of painful existences, but also all the other dukkha will end. He said that all the five khandhas were impermanent. Even you don't know about it and have faith in it. After that with Panna and practice, can't you see impermanence? For example, you see a gem stone and greed arises. And you'll see its impermanence when you observe with Panna. At that moment greed is not greed anymore, instead becomes impermanent. Impermanence does not lead you to painful birth. Only greed sends you there. It becomes anicca, not existing, and magga, knowing. It's also in accordance with the Satipatthana Pali text. It was mentioned when greed, angry mind, etc. arise and have to know them. And then these lobha and dosa, etc. are not sending you to apayas and instead leading to nibbana. Foes become friends, because you associate with sadda and panna. It creates magga to realize nibbana. I am warning you, don't let lobha and dosa go its own ways. For worldlings, unwholesome dharma will arise when the causes are there. Therefore right association is very important. You will be in trouble if you are associating with clinging, upadanam, and actions, kamma. So you have to associate with nana. Even lobha and dosa are foes and they become our beneficial friends. Some people are not good in sitting meditation and when the hindrances are coming in, they get up and leave the place. Do you have to run away or associate with sadda and panna? The Buddha said that you were a worldling, lobha, dosa and moha dharmas would arise. Have faith in it and observe with panna and become magga. I am not teaching a strange dharma. I am teaching you in accordance with the Pali text. With the right association and will be free from all dukkha. With faith and knows the arising, associate with panna and will know the impermanence. Do you have to be afraid of unwholesome dharma? Are you afraid of association with bad companions? This kind of knowledge is not easy to come by. So note this point very carefully. Association with sadda and panna and don't with clinging, action, sorrow, lamentation, etc. With the right association and D.A. process is cutting off. Without it and the process will continue. It's impermanent that without the I-ness. Lobha and Ditthi are together. Lobha sends you to the realm of ghosts, Peter. And Ditthi sends you to the realm of hells. Association with Sadda and Panna become insight right view, Vipassana Samma Ditthi. In the beginning of practice it's only ordinary Sadda and Panna. After some time it becomes the spiritual faculties, Indriyas. With the maturity and become the power, Bala. With more mature and become Sadda Magan and Panna Magan. This is the end of the path. Why still we are not seeing Nibbana yet? You have to know that it's not mature yet. Therefore before going to teach someone, the Buddha had to observe the maturity of his, her spiritual faculties. Buddhists rely on the outside powers should contemplate this point seriously. Translator's note. Sayadaw had been to Rangoon, Yangon, at that time the capital city of Burma, only once in his lifetime. This was the last year of his life, 1962, for receiving the Agamahapadita title for his service to the Buddha Sasana. Staying in Rangoon, Yangon, for a week, he taught people and answered their questions. This period was the 7th of July to the 14th of July 1962. He knew that he would pass away in that year. The people there requested him to come back again. He replied that his candor would answer for them. And continued to say, they met him quite late. At that time it was very close to enter the Vasa, rain retreat. He went back to Amarapura, spent his last rain there, on the day of Kathina ceremony Kathina cloth offerings, and passed away in a remarkable way. But here, it includes some of his talks in Rangoon, Yangon.